Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
City phones to buy you rockets. Ain't in his head now. Thank you.
Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. We're your first choice for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
This ain't a song for the broken hearted.
For fun music, 105.7 CFW.
Falling out. restless at night. Close your eyes and try to dream. Clear your mind and do your best to try and wash the palate clean. We can't begin to know it, how much we really care. I hear your voice inside me. I see your face everywhere. Still you say we belong to the light. We belong to the Father. We belong to the sound of the words we've both fallen under. Whatever we deny or embrace, for worse or for better, we belong together.
Mike McKay is back. Wake up with Mike McKay in the morning every weekday morning from 6 till 10 on CFW. Mike has your news and weather every hour and everything you need to know about the fun things happening throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. Plus, Mike announces your birthday and anniversary shout-outs every morning at 8:15. Send them in through our Facebook or text us. It's easy to do with our free Civic Media app.
Listen in the morning and it'll keep you smiling all day.
Mike McKay in the morning on 105.7 CFW.
Rider drives a little slower.
1057 CFW.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. You know, I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Where can I find a woman like that? I'll play along with the charade. That doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
Till then, baby, are you gonna let him hold you down and make you cry?
chase. Yeah, I know that there is pain, but you hold on for one more day and you break free, break from the chain. Someday somebody's gonna make you wanna turn around and say goodbye.
Say goodbye.
Until then, baby, are you gonna let him hold you down and make you cry? Don't you know?
Don't you know?
Things are changing
now.
Things are going away. If you hold.
The sun fell down. You kept it going.
So crank it up and sing along.
Crank it up.
The Valley's fun music, 105.7 CFW.
Circles.
become, and it looks like I'm losing this fight. In your world, I have no meaning, though I'm trying hard to understand. And it's my heart.
Just as well. You can laugh at my behavior, and that'll never bother me.
90s and More place in cyberspace. Download the Civic Media app. Look for CFW and stream us anywhere, anytime.
When you think about Labor Day and what it means, do you think about Wisconsin? You should, but let's go back to explain. In the mid-1800s, activists pushed for a day to recognize workers' contributions. President Grover Cleveland signed a law in 1894 making the first Monday of every September a national holiday. So where did the first labor union form in Wisconsin? Wausau? Green Bay? Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The Badger State has an impressive history. Bricklayers and carpenters formed unions in the 1840s and were the first to push for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance. Now, did you guess? This all happened first in Milwaukee. The state's labor unions formed in 1847. The National Labor Union didn't form until 1866, 19 years later. Leading the way for other states is this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In a 5-4 vote August 22nd, the U.S. Supreme Court reinstated part of an Arizona voter suppression bill requiring citizens to provide proof of citizenship in addition to other identity documents. The law targets Native American voters who sometimes don't have birth certificates and college students who may not have the documents available. Both groups skew liberal. Arizona has two ballots for elections, a state ballot which includes local, state, and federal candidates, and a federal-only ballot. The federal-only ballot uses an affidavit to swear to citizenship on penalty of perjury, but does not require documents. Democracy News outlet VoteBeat found college students often use the federal-only ballot. A 2022 Arizona law, House Bill 2492, requires that citizens registering to vote provide a birth certificate, passport, or naturalization papers to register for either the state and federal or federal-only ballots. Democracy groups argued it violated both the National Voter Registration Act and the Civil Rights Act. A recent study found 9% of Americans don't have ready access to a birth certificate. In its short, unsigned decision, the High Court allowed Arizona to enforce the law for the state and federal ballot, but not on the separate federal-only ballot, preserving the ability to vote for president, vice president, House, and Senate, but shutting those voters out of local and state elections. We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Ashley for the Arts donated over $750,000 to area nonprofits this year following their three-day music and arts festival in Arcadia. According to a press release from the organization, the 15th iteration of the yearly event featured well-known musical acts, street performances like fire dancers and an extreme pogo stunt show, and the pursuit of a cure glow run. The proceeds raised from a number of the events will go towards offsetting the medical costs that families incur during an emergency. The city of Chetek has filed an application to increase water rates with the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin. According to a WQOW report, city officials say the rate increase is needed to cover investments in the wastewater treatment plant and increasing operating expenses. According to their application documents, the average single-family residential customer could see their monthly bill jump from about $28 to about $38. The increase could generate over $150,000 per year. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high 79 this afternoon. Tonight will drop to 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 77. Then on Thursday, another chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high near 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
CFW.
The air is thick, it's smelling right. So you pass to the left and you sail to the right. Don't baby.
And more.
Wake me up before you go, go. Don't leave me hanging on like a yo-yo.
I get knocked down, but I get up again.
But it ain't no lie. Bye, bye, bye.
105.7 CFW.
Yeah, Spider-Man and freeze in full effect.
You ready, Ron?
I'm ready.
You ready, Dave?
I'm ready, Slick, are you?
Oh yeah, take it down.
Girl, I must warn you, I sense something strange in my mind.
Yeah. Yo,
situation is
serious.
Let's cure it, cause we're running out of time.
Tell them, Rick.
It's all so
beautiful.
Relationships, they seem from the start.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's all so